Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Rodrigo. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you got going on right now as far as your... I know you did a deal for me before that went to On Deck. And then so I didn't... Are you guys still working with On Deck? Are you guys doing independent...
So we have a lot of different programs, and we have, you know, some better programs now since we did business with you in the past. All we need, you know, we can get some different options for you if that's something you're looking into or you're interested in.
My total outstanding balances for me personally is $150,000.
Right now? Okay.
My total outstanding balances for everything I owe.
Yeah.
About that. I forget the name of it. Is it Can Capital?
Yeah.
I have a Can Capital account that has, I pay like as a, I think it was total initially was $75,000. I did it like 4 months ago. And 5 months ago probably. And I paid $4,500 a month automatic withdrawal. That's what I have. It's the only bigger loan that I have. The rest of them are all a bunch of smaller ones. But, you know, I've done this a few times, and I'm pretty comfortable with a payment of $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I was looking for more of a, not quite, I guess somewhat traditional, like a 3-year term, 4-year term.
Okay.
You know, with a higher, but I don't know if you guys have that product. I think before you didn't have that product, or if you did have that product, it was like, I don't know what the deal was, but it's been a while.
I believe the longest term that I've seen offered here was about 3 years.
Okay.
For
a pretty large amount, though, right?
Yeah, it would be a large amount, yeah.
Okay. What's the criteria for the larger amounts?
It really all depends on how the banks look. Typically, we're able to offer about 10% to 15% of gross annual sales in unsecured working capital.
6-year working capital?
Unsecured working capital.
Oh, so
yeah.
10% to 15% of what?
Of your yearly gross annual sales.
So 10% to 15%. So I'm like about running around 550, 600. So what's that come up to then?
About, so you said like about 550 to 600,000?
600,000, yeah.
Let me see what that is real quick. That's about 90,000, I believe.
Okay.
If I was to do 15% of that, yeah.
All right, and so you guys will take primary position and pay off, obviously, the Can Capital one. Is that what you would do in order for to work to you?
It depends on how many, you know, different loans you have. So, like, what I would need is I would need to know the lending source and the balances of those loans before I send it in. So that way they have all of the information, so that way they can figure out what the best option to do is. And once underwriting has that information, they can, you know, work out some different options and see what they can do.
Okay. No, I'm looking at doing business with somebody and just, you know, either I pay off down everything in the next 6 months, I'll have a lot less debt overall.
Yeah.
Because everything, you know, I'm just not buying anything new. I am expanding into another office in Oxnard.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm starting October 1st. But that's going to happen. So my practice is growing from what it was, and that's a good area for me. In fact, that's what I just left the office doing. So I am expanding. What other products do you have? I mean, like some small amounts. Like if I needed to buy like $6,000 worth of equipment.
Yeah, we have a lot of, you know, that's what we originally started with, specializing in equipment financing. We've got a lot of good options for that, and, you know, equipment financing is secured and comes at a lot better rates than our working capital.
Okay. Okay. And the rates for the leases
are generally a lot better than the working capital, since, you know, they're secured through the equipment. As opposed to an unsecured working capital loan.
Okay. Right.
So on these on these smaller position loans that you you said you have the CAN loan, which is the largest
really
at about 75.
The only loan I really have, I have I think I have three credit cards that are like maybe $70,000 total.
Okay. But the only loan you have out is that CAN loan?
The only loan I really have is that CAN loan.
Okay. Then that, yeah, okay.
I have a, I have an old X-ray lease that I have a balance on, but that's one of the things.
Yeah.
Even though it's a lease, I could still eat.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that, yeah, that's good. Okay.
Say again?
I said that's good. When I first heard you, I thought you said you had, you know, a lot of different smaller position loans under that, but I didn't realize you were just referring to a credit card and stuff. So that's, yeah, that'll make things a lot easier.
No, and the thing is, I probably could pay off my credit card without even including it. And even if I were to do the CAN, the big having working capital to be opening up a new office in excess of that. I mean, I'm just kind of fishing around for a company that I could work with to get some a little bit of working capital, consolidate some of the stuff that I have to make my overhead expenses better. I'm looking at either keeping my position with everything I have now and just borrowing a little bit just to get my equipment and stuff, and I really don't need to borrow per se.
Uh-huh.
Use my credit cards and buy the equipment that I have, but or just pay for it outright. I mean, it's not my business isn't doing that, but I'm just looking at ideally 150 would be if somebody could lend me 150. I would just put it all in one little package. I'd have no more lease on that X-ray. I'd have no more credit cards. I'd have just one loan. You know what I mean?
So you're looking to like either refinance this current loan that you have into, you know, pay it off and have a bigger amount total, or just maybe looking into like maybe a smaller position under that, just a short term, get it over with kind of thing. Okay. I can look into both those options and, you know, present them to you and you can, you know, see what you think.
Yeah. Shoot me an email.
Yeah.
You have my email?
Yeah, let me check real quick. I just want to make sure I have the right one on file here. I have SanchezCairoDC@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you an email with all my information and what I need. And you can just either attach those to the email directly or you can fax them to the number that I'll send to you, whatever's more convenient. And then I will get to work and get the ball rolling on this.
Okay, good deal. I'll take a look at it. I'm not going to be in the office for probably till Tuesday.
Okay.
But I'll get your email and take a look at it and see what I got to figure out what I want to really do.
Yeah, and when you know, you can.
Ideas.
Yeah, if you have a better idea of what you're looking for, go ahead and, you know, shoot that to me in the email as well, so that way I can, you know, send that over to underwriting and nudge them in the right direction.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I will shoot you an email right now and look forward to working with you.
All right, thank you, Sid.
All right, yeah, have a good rest of your week. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.